There we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our stock market update. Wow, what a week. I mean, stocks are still down. It seems that NASDAQ is in free fall. Netflix down 19%, Peloton down. Unemployment report at the highest level. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. So hi, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy is my head coach, Mark Houghton. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know to get into your trading day. As you can see today, an extended edition. We do have the chat enabled. We'll go for a half an hour today to answer your questions. And if this is your first time here, I know that it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a video especially for you that I'll link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So Mark, wow, yesterday, another down day for the markets.
What a day, Marcus. And if you just look at the red and you just look at the numbers, it was a down day and it felt a lot worse. And that's because it was a lot worse when you look at where we were trading intraday. I mean, the NASDAQ actually dropped about 3.4% from, you have the S&P. So the S&P dropped 2.5% from its highs all the way to where it ended up. And, you know, it was down 1.1% for the day, but almost double that if you consider where it was trading earlier in the day.
Right. And I mean, this almost looks like you're throwing a rock off the cliff, right? First it goes up and then all the way down.
And maybe bouncing a couple of times and then
And this has been a theme this week, right? I mean, this I'm switching over to a 5-minute chart of the NASDAQ. So this week, often it happened that we opened higher, so it looked good and everybody said, oh, there's the bounce, and then boom, we finished lower. And so I believe it happened several times here this week. It just felt like it is a theme, a becoming theme here right now. But yeah, I mean, markets are down again. So before we take a look at some individual stocks, let's talk about what's causing this, Mark.
You know, I think it's really just fear. You know, like yesterday, you're looking for something that changed by the end of the day versus the beginning of the day. Marcus, I really didn't see anything. I think people having some concerns, holding positions. And I mean, you do have jobless claims coming in higher than expected yesterday. Yeah. But even that, I mean, with the Omicron variant, you know, is that sending the NASDAQ down 1.1%? No.
Well, it's more like traders and investors are like, oh, okay, where should we look right now? So let's see. Okay, Omicron, let's not worry about this. But what about the Fed and the interest rates? Okay, 3 times this year hiking it or raising it, 4 times this year, 5 times this year. Okay, so what about inflation? And then suddenly yesterday, almost out of the blue, like, okay, the jobs market is getting worse. Worst reading since October here in initial jobless claims. And this is where like, okay. So this is where it's almost like, it's too much to worry about. So we need some good news somehow, somewhere.
And uncertainty can be translated into fear in the markets. And so, I mean, that's, yes, there's different things that can explain the drop overall. But yesterday, traders knew what was going on with jobless claims, you know, for the since 8:30 Eastern.
So this is where we see, I brought up the VIX, the fear gauge here, and this is where we see it has been creeping higher as the market is dropping. It has been creeping higher. So now trading at a pretty high level. I mean, not as high as when we first learned about the Omicron variant. But if we zoom out a little bit and look at the regular spikes, we are definitely at one of the higher spikes, almost as high as we had here in September. Again, if you're not counting this Omicron uncertainty here.
And that's interesting because, yes, it means that there is fear in the market based on S&P 500 options pricing. But we also see that these spikes are generally short-lived.
Yeah, that's usually it, right? And so we will see if we have the bounce, and we'll talk about and look at what the markets are doing here this morning. But it's also interesting if you're looking at interest rates here yesterday. So interest rates, this is yesterday, this today, because we're looking at the interest rates futures, the 10-year bond futures, and they have been getting lower. And this is probably because with the jobless claims, I mean, yes, everybody is still expecting that the Fed is raising interest rates in March, but some thought that they would raise it half a percentage point instead of a quarter. And this seems to be a little bit off the table right now.
Yeah, will the Fed come in and just make a big statement, go big and raise it half a percent? I don't think so. But yes, you're right. That's on the table. It's up for discussion.
Yeah. So if you look at this right now, I mean, so the bonds are down, the yield is down, and usually we have this inverse relationship. Then we have the markets down, and then we also have the cryptocurrencies down. I mean, huge sell-off in the cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin over the last, 24 hours or so is down 9.2%. Ethereum has lost almost 12%. So it just seems to be right now, okay, let's get out of these markets here. Let's put the money under the mattress again.
And I think that that's it temporarily. And you know, where do you put your money? This is where value stocks, you know, even the Dow wasn't down as much as the others. It was still down. It was a broad market sell-off. Right. But yeah, where do you put your money when you're in these riskier assets, riskier markets, and things are falling?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday with our mastermind. It almost seems that the cryptocurrencies are now getting correlated to the NASDAQ, right? Which is a little bit unusual because at first it was, okay, cryptocurrencies, it's like the flight to safety. It's like almost the inflation hedge. It's like getting into gold, but that does not seem to be the case. It seems to be just, it's riskier, considered riskier investments. And therefore, when there's a risk of sentiment in the markets that we are seeing right now, the money is getting out of the cryptos here.
Marcus, did you see that the Bank of Russia suggested banning cryptos and mining?
Oh, okay. No, I did not see that.
No, I honestly don't think that this was a direct result in the sell-off that occurred, because it was published before the open yesterday morning, and we see that things have dropped since then. But I did see that the Bank of Russia says that the crypto market has signs of a financial pyramid, as increase in their prices is largely driven by demand demonstrated by new market participants, and that it creates an unproductive consumption of electric power, threatening the power supply of residential buildings, social infrastructure, and enterprises. So they basically think cryptos are a pyramid scheme, and they're looking into banning it.
Well, we shall see what happens there. Let's take a look at a few individual stocks that really moved yesterday. I mean, Peloton yesterday, down 23%, 24%. This morning, up 5%. Did you see what happened there? I mean, this was, wow, a surprise move.
Sure. So there was news that came out that that Peloton will temporarily halt production of its bikes and treadmills due to waning demand as it tries to control costs. And I mean, this was a concern that we've had for months, if not a year or so, just competition, right? Demand. Yeah, it was a pandemic darling, but gosh, where do you go from here? And traders just not happy with that news, although looks like maybe the dip was a little overdone since there's some buying pre-market.
Well, here's what I saw this morning. This morning, Peloton said, what are you guys talking about? I mean, we did not say that we are going to do that. So that was like leaked news or whatever it might be. They confirmed that they're planning to review the size of the workforce and to reset production to reflect seasonal changes in demand. But they say, this report, we didn't say it because at first it said Peloton announced. This was the report yesterday. And this morning they said, no, yes, we are reviewing it, but we haven't made any decisions just yet. So that's why there's a little bit of a bounce here this morning.
I missed that. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, but we got to talk about Netflix. I mean, Netflix, all eyes were on Netflix yesterday because it's one of the big tech companies that is reporting earnings, and they have been reporting earnings first. Next week, we have, coming up next week? We have Apple coming up and Tesla, but Netflix is one of the tech companies, and this is where the world wanted to see, how is Netflix as a growth stock, as a tech company, doing here? And this is where Interesting numbers.
This is where it's a little bit of a surprise, but they did report slowing subscriber growth. They added 8.28 million global paid net subscribers, which was better than forecast. 8.19 million was expected. So that was a positive, the international subscriber growth. And I think that's where people expect the Netflix to get more subscribers. It's internationally. But the real issue, this is where raising their prices and also coming out with a third season of Ozark isn't going to save them. They expect to add 2.5 million subscribers during the first quarter of 2022. That's below the almost 4 million that was added in the first quarter of 2021. And much, it's significantly lower than what was expected, 6.93 million expected. So that's a huge difference. It's the subscriber growth that continues to be an issue.
Right. No, what baffles me is that analysts are actually expected that they would add close to 7 million subscribers in the first quarter. And this is where I say, really? How do you do this? I mean, at this point in 2022, I think that everybody who wants to have Netflix has Netflix. So, yeah, I mean, where is this subscriber growth coming from? And I know that they are talking about, well, there's a whole world, they're talking about it globally. But yeah, the other thing is, it's so easy to share Netflix logins, right? I don't think that they're cracking down at it at all. I mean, I heard from people who are sharing it with 4, 5, 6 other people. And this is where I think one of the things, yeah, they raised subscriber fees last week, but as long as they let everybody share it with 10 other people, it might be difficult to gain more subscribers.
I agree. But at the same time, this has been a theme with Netflix. So, like, really, is that statement worth the 20% drop that we have? I mean, that's huge for Netflix. That is erasing $45 billion of market value.
Yeah, and we see that when we open here with the 21% drop here, 21% right now, that Netflix will be at the levels where they haven't been since May last year. So, I mean, I agree with you. 20% seems to be a little bit an overreaction here. But I mean, this just shows right now how crazy these markets are and how nervous the markets are. And I think this is just, what's happening. And you see, with the earnings coming out, earnings are hit and miss, as we can see here.
Now, this is a reason why I don't like to hold through earnings.
Yeah. So also with this, Disney has been dragged down. So Disney opening probably 4% lower here this morning, because Disney, another streaming giant. This was another thing that Netflix yesterday, for the first time during this call, admits that, yes, they are facing competition from the others. Previously said, no. I mean, people will buy Apple Plus and Disney Plus and all of these others in addition to Netflix. And I think they're right. I mean, because I have... what do I have? I have Netflix, I have Amazon Prime, I have Hulu, I have Disney Plus. I mean, I have a little bit of everything. It's not that I'm replacing one with another one. But it seems that also here, well, if Netflix is slowing down, Disney might be slowing down as well. So,
yeah, it looks like Disney investors, they don't see that the slower growth for Netflix is just isolated. So probably just more competition in that space now that everybody has their own apps and platforms.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at the futures markets here overnight. So we are looking at the E-mini S&P, and I mean, nervousness all over the place, pointing to a lower opening of 0.7% here this morning. NASDAQ pointing to a 1% lower opening today, and the Dow pointing to a 0.5. So all three major indices point to a lower opening. The question is that today, will we see the reversal? I mean, over the past few days, we opened higher and then closed lower. Today, will we see that we are opening lower and then closing higher?
We'll just have to wait and see. It looked like we were higher through the European session, and then there was just a drop about 2.5 hours ago. So...
yeah, and I mean, going into the weekend, I think that we might have another down week. Let's just see where we are for the week here thus far. I mean, the Dow where we are for the week, like down almost 4%. The S&P also almost 4%. The NASDAQ 4%. Okay, so across the board, but very weak start into the year. So year to date, the NASDAQ is down 9.5%. Year to date, the S&P 6%. So and the Dow 4.5%. So definitely starting in a hole here.
And after yesterday's close, the NASDAQ was down 11.85% from its record in November. So getting further into correction territory.
Right. But still away from a bear market, because yesterday I saw a comment on YouTube where somebody said, are we in a bear market? No, we have to be down 20% from the most recent high to be in a bear market here. All right, let's just see, because today we have the extended version where we have you live here with the comments. Appreciate you all being here. This is fantastic. Good morning, everybody. And so how are we doing with the wheel? I mean, Monday was actually fantastic. We went shopping with the wheel. So we need to see, we have quite a few positions. We might get assigned today. And honestly, all of the positions that we have, I don't mind getting assigned at all. We can take a look at these really quick, Mark, shall we?
Sure.
So the positions that we have, ADI, for example, one of them being Analog Devices. So I don't mind owning Analog Devices here. I believe that we sold the 162.50. We will see of what is happening here. Right now, it has found some support. Let's see what happens. But I don't mind owning ADI and then selling calls next week. CLF, I mean, Cleveland Cliffs, we've been trading this quite a few times, right, Mark?
Yeah, Cliff or U.S. Steel, and you see that there's some nice support there. We did, get through support yesterday, but this is one that has a lot of premium on the call side, too.
Yeah, so we'll see. IWM, so this is the Russell. Yes, we broke through support here yesterday, but this was a super strong support level. So with the Russell, I mean, it's the mid-cap index, but I think that as with the other indices, as we're bouncing back, we'll be fine with selling calls against this year. JP Morgan, let's talk about this one, Mark.
JP Morgan and banks getting a little beat up. This is where I like JP Morgan as a company, and at these levels, sure, we're down a little bit from where we were at the beginning of the week, but being a buyer at, was it 148 or 149? I don't have my platform up.
Yeah, 149.
149. So, I mean, this is one where, again, I don't mind being a buyer here. And we know that, if things continue to fall, we have a plan for how to address that, by adding to the position at lower levels, bringing our cost basis down. Yeah. But, right now I'm liking JP Morgan.
Yeah, Kohl's will expire today. We have sold the 44. So, trading around 48, even pre-market trading, 47.95. So we'll be fine here. So these are all the new positions that we entered this week. And I mean, we already know that LVS has been doing really well. So LVS, this morning a little bit down. No problem at all with that one. Okay, anyhow. So yeah, lots of good stuff going on. And Jeff is asking, can we expect a market rebound on Monday after today's expiry? I don't think it has anything to do with options expiration. I mean, there was some time where maybe this pinning options was popular, but right now, no. It has something to do that this week everybody is super nervous. And you see, I think it's good that we have the weekend coming up right now. This might actually calm down traders and calm down the nerves, and we might see a bounce back on Monday because, I mean, over the past few years, buying the dip has been a good strategy. So we'll see. And I mean, as I said, we also have some good news coming up. So, I've been keeping an eye on the COVID cases overall. And so this is where, hard to see, but I want to go to the last 3 months. And as we can see, the new COVID cases seem to have stabilized on a very, very high level, but not on the rise anymore. So maybe we can take one of the things out of the equation. And we know that because of COVID and the Omicron variant, the workforce, we had 5% of the workforce that had to stay home, right? And I mean, this, of course, affecting companies.
And you said positive news, Marcus. So in addition to the COVID cases, we might still get some good earnings. You know, it's been a rocky start, but we just started earnings season. So earnings could be positive. And then also, I do think that what the Fed is going to say next week has been priced in. If the Fed comes out and just totally says we don't give an F about the markets, and all of their commentary is completely extreme, then the markets are going to have a tough time. But I don't think they're going to do that at all. And so I think
Jim said yesterday he had a $40,000 swing from the up midday to the down at the close. This is where sometimes really I'm not looking at the markets intraday or my account. It'll drive me crazy, right? I mean, so it's if you need that kick, good. But otherwise, since I'm adjusting my trades, if at all, once a day, and here there's nothing for me to adjust. Okay. So, Mark, here, great question. How do you sell puts in the environment and not catch falling knives?
I think that there's two things. One, really focus on quality, right? In this type of environment, be selective. You don't have to trade everything just because the premium looks good. Yeah. Make sure that it's a quality stock to begin with, and then make sure that you're comfortable where you're going to own the stock based on the strike that you're selling. And, you know, right now, some of the positions we sold puts on at the beginning of the week are below that strike, but I'm still very happy owning those stocks at those levels. So that's key.
Exactly. Yeah. Scott says the lack of major reports and news giving the market no clear direction where to go. Yeah, because we have these mixed reports, right? I mean, unemployment over the past few months, it all looked good. And now it starts to look worse again, worse since October. Then the interest rates, the inflation, we don't have any more inflation reports coming out for the next few weeks. So that is a little bit problem. And earnings are a mixed bag here. Exactly. All right. I'll probably be assigned in all of my five positions as 1969 TX Cowboy. I hope that you're happy. I'm very happy getting assigned in these positions that we sold puts on here this week. Consist, I think we have another 3 to 4 weeks to go. Maybe another 9.5% on the NASDAQ down. Do you think, Mark? I mean, trade what you see, not what you think, but just opinion.
You know, the two things, earnings and the Fed. I think that those are going to have the biggest impact. And next week, we'll know what the Fed says, right? Marcus, I don't know Chicken Charlie, his comment. I was going to address that next, but it kind of goes in line with something that I wanted to say too. Chicken Charlie says, if the market keeps on going into a tailspin, do you think the Fed will reverse course, especially during an election year? I'm going to say right now, and I could be totally wrong, but I think that the 4 interest rate hikes this year is totally overdone. And here's why. I believe just like the Fed was slow to react to inflation, saying, oh, this is all transitory, I believe this year that we will see that transitory come true, right? And I do believe that inflation will not be as bad. We've already had the bad part, and I think it's going to come down, and they're going to be in a position to be slowing things down rather than speeding it up. I do think that will help the markets. I do think that will happen, and we'll see. Short term, though, down 9%, down 10%, I think that the Fed is going to be sensitive with their comments, and I do think that we will see some positive earnings coming out that traders get excited about.
And they clearly said that we will keep an eye on what's happening in the markets and the economy. But also, it's interesting. Did you see the comments from Treasury Secretary Yellen yesterday? She actually said, you know what? We believe that by the end of the year, or she said, I believe that by the end of the year, we will be back to 2% inflation. So she came out and said yesterday, you know what? I believe that we get this under control. We were quick to react to the pandemic and we are quick to react to the inflation. So we are keeping an eye on this. And she thinks that by the end of the year, we will be back to the target of 2% here. So we shall see. We shall see. All right. Ken said it's going to be a tough market this year, not as easy as 2021. You get the idea. Anyhow, so this is where it's important that you have a solid trading plan because, yes, when the market is just going up, everybody can get lucky, right, and make some money. Yeah. When the S&P is up 28% over the year, you can almost throw darts, right? So this year will actually show, do you have a trading plan? Do you know when to enter, when to exit? Do you know what stocks to pick? And I think this will be super important here. All right.
Agreed. But yeah, it's easy to be a great stock picker when everything's going up.
Yeah.
And I think this year we'll test traders.
Yeah. So Dan says, I've been wondering if a rotation to value stocks has been holding up the market and now it's a complete and therefore market's free to slip to the downside. Again, we are right now in correction territory and we haven't been there in quite a while. That is normal and healthy. So if a market retraces by 10%, that is okay. And this is nothing that you should really panic about. Even if we are retracing a total of maybe right now we are at 11%, maybe 15 or 16%, that's fine. As long as we stay below this 20% from the previous high in the NASDAQ, it would be from November. We're not in a bear market. And I don't think that we will slip in a bear market. I don't see the signs for this at all.
The Dow's down 5.5%. From its record high close.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
The junior said Peloton said somebody took leaked snippets and took it out of contents. Yeah, that's what they sold this morning. John said he sold a 17 put yesterday, Las Vegas money. I think this for Peloton, right? I mean, I think, John, you told me this, that you sold a put here and just with less some Las Vegas dollars. That's fine. Okay. Monica says Netflix dropped because I canceled it.
Really?
Why? Because this is what Jim says. Ozark season 4 is this weekend.
I know. I said season 3 in the earlier, but yeah, that should be a good one.
Yeah, it's all Monica's fault. So Dita is asking, would ETF be safe for trading now? Be careful. ETFs, this can be anything, right? So for example, you can have an ETF like QQQ, right? That's the cubes. It looks exactly like the NASDAQ that's mirroring the NASDAQ. Then you have the SPX or the SPY that is mirroring the S&P. You have the DIA, which is mirroring the diamonds. But then also be super careful because in addition to QQQ, you have something crazy like the TQQQ, which is a leveraged ETF. And if you look at these leveraged ETFs, then you see that from the high that we had here to where we are yesterday, we are down like 32%. So this is where I think it's Nita. Difficult to say a blanket statement, ETFs, because there are so many different ETFs. We have the SQQQ, so this is a leveraged one. We have leveraged VIX ETFs. So it's a little bit all over the place. So I would be careful with a blanket statement like ETF trading is safer here. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? Junior says Netflix does limit simultaneous logged in. Okay. I don't know. I mean, this is where right now my kids have their own sub account, which I think is normal on a family plan, but I'm not sharing it with any friends or anything like this. They all have their same account.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You know, we have every family member has an account, and then we have an account for the cabin, you know, and then if you look at your history, I've seen like there's logins in New York and Hawaii and, you know, places the kids have visited or shared with other people. So I didn't realize they limited it either.
Yeah. So Kyle says there's nothing that's a safe trade at the moment. When it gets like this, it's a storm that you just have to weather out. See, trading is risky. I mean, this is where sometimes when we have markets like we had in 2020 and 2021, people get lulled into this that there's no risk when there's trading. There's always risk when there's trading, and you need to be aware of this. And you need to have a plan and a risk tolerance where you know how much risk are you actually willing to take. And yes, if you are trying to make 30 to 60% in a year, you should expect a 30 to 50% drawdown on your account. This can happen. This is not unusual. So Kyle, absolutely appreciate the comment here. And this is where it's important to just know what to expect when trading here.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of new money in the market too that hasn't experienced this dip. And people who have been around, I think that they're looking at it like this, like this is an opportunity.
But you know, yeah, there's a few comments regarding CWH. We can bring this up really quick because CWH has been falling. I mean, yesterday, suddenly a drop here of almost 10%, kind of out of the blue, right? I mean, because we had some solid support here and this basically on no news at all. Or did you see any news?
I didn't see any specific news.
Yeah, I mean, Larry says that most people have to finance RVs. So if mortgage refis go down, when mortgage rates goes up, RV sales go down, that could be, it could be. So I didn't see anything that has caused this drop. All All right, Fernando says, hey, Fernando, good to see you here. Wheel player, looks like I'll be assigned on all my plays and ready to sell calls on Monday. So are we. So are we. Okay, good. So Seattle Best says, what do you guys think I should do with my position on Les Flicks? I lost $15 overall and my average is 610 down. See, this is where, what is your plan? Where did you have your stop loss? Do you have a stop loss? Where is it? Let me just bring up Netflix here again. And I mean, obviously this morning it would blow through all of this. What is your long-term view? How long are you planning to hold Netflix? I mean, yes, we are back to levels that we haven't seen in May. Is Netflix a bad company? No. Is it overvalued? I don't know, because I don't look at the fundamentals here. I mean, on the chart, we have blown through all of the support levels, but it kind of feels, Mark, that this, we talked about it earlier, is an exaggerated move, right?
I believe so. I just, a 5% drop, sure, but I just don't see that you couldn't expect. Of course, subscriber growth is slowing at this point. Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, at some point.
How does that translate into the stock price?
Yeah. Okay, anyhow, hey, I just heard the ding, 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 ding. Markets are open and it is time for us to start trading and see what is happening here in the market. So, hey, it's great to hang out with you here. If you would like to know more of how we trade these crazy stocks, take a look at these videos. If you enjoyed this morning, consider subscribing, because on Monday we will do another extended version. Until then, have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.